Good morning, Sunday. We want to thank you for joining us today on WWDB AM Talk Radio 860. We want to thank you for being with us. I'm your radio host, Reverend Lee West, here at A Heart for the People Christian Ministry. We want to thank you for being with us this morning. We are good show today. Looking forward to talking to my guest. I have a Mr. Josh Cleveland, a good friend of mine, my brother, and one of my students from Frankfort High School. And you know, for the next month or so, we're going to be doing some segments involving some of this violence that's taking place in our city, which is supposed to be a brotherly love, but it seems like we're killing each other. And today, Josh is with us, and he's going to just share his story as to what has taken place in his life that may have changed his life for the worse or for the better. But either way, I'm glad that he's still here. Josh was a good student. You know, I never had any issues with him and never have a problem with him. And I'm just really thanking God that he has made it through to share his story, and hopefully that he'll be able to change some other people's lives with what he has to say. Mm-hmm. Josh, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to have you here. Thank you for agreeing to be a guest on A Heart for the People Christian Ministry. We just want to start out, Josh. I just want you to basically just share your story with others as to what took place. And, you know, you may want to share, you know, what, you don't have to give your address, but what part of the city you're from, and just lay it out for us as to what happened.
Right. Okay. I'm from North Philadelphia. No. It was just like on a late night, you know, going to get something for the baby. At a Pacific store or whatnot, and my son's mother, she went inside the store, and I sat in the car. I leaned my chair back to get comfortable, you know. Mm-hmm. And something had told me to, like, look in your rear view, and I looked in my rear view, and I seen two people. They wasn't walking towards me, mm-hmm. but they was there. Like, I seen them.
Right.
And I was I'm licensed to carry, so I had my hand on my weapon, mm-hmm. and then I was just like, I still was minding my business though. I just was, you know, like staying on top on protocol, you know, like being aware, staying on point. And while I was sitting there, like probably 3 seconds later, somebody on the right hand side of the car, they pulled my door handle. And my door was locked, so when he pulled it, like, you know, he couldn't get nothing. Like, mm-hmm. door didn't open or nothing. So mm-hmm. it's just like, he just kept yanking it. And he didn't see me. Mm-hmm. The only way I know he didn't see me is because I had the chair laid all the way back. And when he pulled, it wasn't like, no, oh, he pulled because somebody was inside. Like, you know, if somebody pull a door handle, he sees somebody in there, mm-hmm. they're going to take off.
Right.
Like, there's no point in them. No, but he sat there repeatedly, pulled the door handle, trying to, I guess, break the door or whatever, until I lift up, and he seen me, and then he ran. Mm-hmm. So on the driver's side, where my son and mom just got out the car, that side of the door was open. So another guy was on that side. He pulled the door open. Mm-hmm. So in my head, it was either like, maybe shoot, or it's like they gonna take this car.
Right.
But at the time, it was like everything just happened. Like, it happened so fast.
Yeah.
She just got out the car. I just pulled my seat back. I just pulled my phone out, and boom, just like that. So he opens up the door, and I just point the aim, like to shoot. Mm-hmm. And when he seen me do that, he took off. So I crawled like over the passenger seat to the driver's seat, mm-hmm. you know, to get out the car. And once I got out the car, like as soon as I stuck my right foot out the door, he's shooting at me already. So it was like, it's nothing. Like, I couldn't shoot back, but it was just like the feeling, like, you know, Because I didn't, for one, I didn't know I was hit or mm-hmm. anything. But mm-hmm. it was just like the feeling, like knowing, like seeing your life like flash like that fast. Because I seen him raise up and I already knew what it was mm-hmm. at that point. You know, like just to see that, it was just like, it was crazy. Like I can't, you know, I don't know.
How many times were you hit?
I was hit three times.
Three times.
I was hit twice in my legs and in my foot.
Okay. So thank God nothing was, you know, fatal. It's right. a shame you had to go there. So during this whole time, your child was in the back seat?
No, it's crazy because my child was home. Like, it was literally, like, I say two blocks down. Mm-hmm. From, like, it's a local store that you go to. Like, mm-hmm. you wouldn't expect, you know, any of that nature.
Unfortunately, today, we know we're dealing with this. You have to look over your shoulder when you go out, you know. When you go out to stand on your steps, you got to be careful. Just,
yeah, everything.
Yeah. And you're, not to bring up anything bad, but you know where I live at.
Mm-hmm.
I know you just buried your cousin
mm-hmm.
Last April, right?
Yep.
Last April, yeah. For those you don't know, Josh has a cousin who was actually killed about two houses down from where I live at in the Logan section. A vehicle accident took place, and rather than finding out what took place or what happened, this guy just opened fire on Josh's cousin. And now here we are again, and my man Josh gets shot three times, and twice in the leg and once in the ankle. So after this took place, you know, first and foremost, with everything that's going on today, what went through your mind? Like, what were you feeling?
Okay, so when I noticed I was hit, I was inside the Rite Aid and I was sitting down. I couldn't breathe, couldn't get myself together, and I just felt myself going out. Like I felt myself like get ready to fall asleep, okay. And I knew like I know I'm not tired, so it was either one thing, I'm getting ready to pass out or I'm getting ready to die. But at that point, I still didn't know I was hit. Okay. I just know like I'm tired, I feel tired, I'm getting heavy, eyes getting heavy, everything, like, the light. And it was just like, for one thing I did, like, instantly, like, when I felt it, I just was like, man, Lord, forgive me for my sins, because I ain't know if it was just that time, like,
wow.
You know, so I asked the Lord to forgive me for my sins, and, you know, like, that was just it. But I did black out, because I lost a lot of, like, I got, like, in my legs, like, I lost a lot of blood, so I did black out, but I came right back.
Okay.
Like, when the ambulance came, like, I was like, woke back up, you know, woke back up to get in there. But, yeah, it's just like, that feeling, man, it's just like, it make you think about a lot of things, like, not even on no, like, life tip, but, like, as it, like, you, I mean, no, I'd rather say a life tip, because it, like, it makes you think about what you done in the past. Like, when that happened to me and I haven't, if I didn't ask God to forgive me for my sins, and I would have, you know, God forbid, I would have died, like whatever, them heavy burdens and a lot of them sins that I, you know, could have had on me, that, you know, that would have took me somewhere where I ain't want to go. So okay. It's like, I already know. I been brought up in the church. I already knew that was the first thing, you know. God forgives us, so that's the first thing.
Well, man, I want to say to you, though, first and foremost, that He does forgive. But I'm when you told me that, you know, and I'm gonna tell y'all, the way I found out was I just happened to be looking at a post, and it was a picture of a bloody shirt, and immediately, you know, I got in contact with him. I'm like, yo, you good? You all right? You know, and
he sure did. I posted. It was like a boomerang I did on Facebook, and when he seen it, like, he texted me immediately, immediately.
You know, this is one of the dudes, you know, this is the guy you don't mind dealing with. You know, he makes your job easier. For those that don't know, I was a police officer for the school district of Philadelphia. Never had a problem with Josh, never had an issue. And people don't, you know, they think that you don't have feelings or anything. Mm-hmm. And I used to hate spring breaks or Christmas breaks or, you know, even weekends now, but I used to hate it because you'd always get a call or mm-hmm. or a message when you come back that one of your students was killed, one of your students was murdered or shot, and we lost quite a few. Dawu and a couple of students that we have lost to gunfire. I will say this before I go back to Josh, that, you know, we really need to pray for our youth. One thing that I have noticed in the last few weeks or what have you is that they're getting younger and younger. We used to say the young ones are getting shot. Now we're saying the young ones are doing the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
If you heard the news, I think it was a 9-year-old boy just shot his 17-year-old brother arguing over a video game.
Yeah, like that's crazy. That's like unbelievable.
You know, three teens upstairs playing around with a gun. Grandmom downstairs, 83 years old, sitting in a wheelchair in West Oak Lane, and they playing with the gun. Bullet goes through the floor, hits grandmom in the head. You know,
she pulled through.
She pulled through.
That was a blessing. That's definitely a blessing.
So, with your situation, with what you went through, how has, whether it's good or bad, how has this changed your life?
Whether good or bad. Okay, in a bad way, it definitely made me want to, like, you know,
retaliate.
Retaliation was just the first thing. Like, mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a Christian man, but also, like, my father definitely, like, he taught me, like, you know, he taught me the book smart and street smart. So mm-hmm. if I ain't one thing, I'm definitely the other. And I feel as though I'm both. Like, I can do things, like, I can see other things and do other things that other people can't. Like, you know, some people don't believe in the word of God, but I'm not knocking that they do or don't, but I'm just saying some people don't, so I do. Mm-hmm. So I know what to expect. And then I walk outside and I see stuff out, you know, see the world. I know what to expect out there too. So it was like, it actually was like a plan for me. Like, it was like a list for me, you know? It was just like a list. I feel as though it was bad because, like, instantly after it happened, you know, I was just ready to, you know, get retaliation, like, on my cousin's situation. Then, you know, after that, I was ready for retaliation because that situation still bothers me to this day. Like, I can't even, it still bothers me. But, yeah, I mean, and then on a good way, it changed me because I was like, you know what, I need to spend more time with some people that I love mm-hmm. because that could have been... I was with my brother like 20 minutes before. I left his house to go to the store.
Okay.
So I was at my brother's house 20 minutes before I got shot, and it was like, dang, like, that could have been the last hour and a half that I had with my brother,
right,
you know?
Right.
So it was like, you know, spend more time with the people that you love, you know? So.
That's good, man. That's good. It definitely an eye opener. You know, people react so quick. In the situation with your cousin, you know, I'm right there on the block, and I'm saying a car accident, and he didn't even take time to find out what happened, and which the guy's brother was actually in the wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but all he saw was the accident, and he just went and opened fired on this 19-year-old young man who had a promising future. You know, with the things that he was doing, you know, trying to better himself and go to school and just make something of himself. So I definitely feel the pain. You know, I always just tell people when I was preaching a sermon, I say, you know, where's the richest place in the world? And they say, I don't know, Hollywood, you know. I said, no, the richest place in the world is a cemetery.
It's the wealthiest place in the world.
That's because most of your people in there were book writers, artists.
Presidents.
Yeah, you know.
It's crazy.
And
you know, not a lot of people know that, Mr. West. Like, you ask some people, what's the wealthiest place in the world? Oh, you know, L.A., Disneyland.
Yeah. The cemetery is the richest place in the world. A lot of money there. But, you know, it's sad because I was talking to my wife last night, and I said, there's so many parents who are burying their children. And it should be the other way around, where our children should be burying us.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 17-year-old son, and, you know, as most of you know who have listened to me, you know I lost my daughter in 2016. She was murdered. And I want to say, you know, even then, Josh was very supportive, being a student. You know, he was there for me. You know, hey, Mr. West, you all right? You good? You need to talk? Whatever the case may be. So I told him when we reconnected, I said, yo, man, you're like a younger brother to me, man, you know. And when I saw that picture of his shirt, and I, you know, all kinds of things started going through my mind, but thanking God that he's here. So Josh, if you know, as you're dealing with what you're going through, and I noticed even when we were coming in, you walking with a little limp. Is that from the what took place?
Yes. So actually, I still have a bullet in my foot.
Wow.
I just started putting shoes on. Today's Thursday. Probably Monday. I just started putting shoes on. Okay. I'll normally wear slides, but
right.
I just started getting comfortable with, you know, walking inside of a shoe. I mean, if I be on it too long, it definitely hurts.
You know.
It's like this thing, it changed everything, because, you know, I'm active. I like to play ball, and I can't even, you know, play ball with this. And that's like little things like that makes me angry too. Like, it makes me think about, like, dang, like, oh, I ain't got my foot, man. I'm like, man, I can't wait till I catch one of them guys. They ain't gonna have no legs, no none of that, you know? So it was like, I know it's not the right thing, but, you know, that's just the thought that was going through my head. You know, I play ball. I'm an active person. And it's like, I really can't do anything because this bullet in my foot, it hurts.
So they're going to try to take it out, or can they get it out?
So my last doctor's appointment I went to, they told me that, like, everything healed over top. So, like, tissue repaired over top.
Over top of the bullet.
Everything, like, it's over top of the bullet. So it's like, they don't find no need for them to go inside to take it out. They wanted to, you know, find this little way out, but who knows when that'll be.
And then prayerfully, if it finds its way out, that it doesn't
affect anything.
Yeah, do any more damage or anything.
Because this is lead, you know, so that you don't know what that, like, that's in my body. You don't know what that could, you know, do to the insides or whatever.
So if you had the opportunity, let's say you were, somebody said, listen, we're going to open up Lincoln Financial Field. We're going to bring all these young boys in here, young women, whatever. And they wanted you to speak to them about your ordeal. What would you say to these young people today who think it's okay to be out here carrying these guns and just wilding out, just shooting people?
You know, a lot of these young kids, you know, they come from the streets. They come from homes with no fathers, no mothers, you know, homes where, like, that's the thing about it too. Like, you got to understand where these kids is coming from. Also, like, this is why a lot of kids need help, because these, like, you got a group of kids that ain't got no dad. You got a group of kids that ain't got no mom, or a group of kids that went through foster homes, or, you know, had issues, been, you know, neglected, touched, and all that. So, you know, this is like, some of this stuff is just built up. Like, so, I mean, I just keep it real with them. You know, a lot of them are from the streets, so, you know, I wouldn't sugarcoat anything. I keep it G with them, and I just tell them, like, listen, it's only two places you could go. Come, like, going with this, you know, I'm. It's all, you could do the things the right way. Like, you could also carry a gun, but, you know, you could do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your license. You can apply for it if it's not too late. You could. I mean, it's still things that you can do out here. You know, it's not too late. But I definitely keep it G with them. Like, you gotta feel where they coming from, and then let them feel you. So once you reach them, like, once you like get a handful of them, then you grab another handful. Then they'll grab a handful. You know, and then it's like, all right, now we got this, like, a group of 30 that life done changed over one conversation. You feel me? Because it definitely take it. All it takes is one conversation, like, and it, all you gotta do is listen.
I think for me that was a big thing when I was a police officer for the school district is we don't take the time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, the hardest thing I have found was when I started working for the school district is earning trust.
Right. Yeah.
Our youth today don't trust anybody.
Nobody.
Not because of what they've done or what they say or how they feel, but because of how they've been treated.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, when I first got to the school district, I noticed the males, they had to go through the scanner. And I was the officer there, and I noticed a lot of anger. I noticed a lot of, you know, coming in first thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning.
And I said, you know, Lord, what can I do to let them know they don't have to worry about this blue shirt and this badge. Mm-hmm. The uniform doesn't make me. I make the uniform.
Right.
And I began to shake their hands and tell them, have a good day. If they came in with the ROTC uniform, I would fix their tie, you know, make sure they look sharp.
Yeah.
And like Josh just said, these are things that these kids don't get at home. I've heard so many kids get dropped off, even in the elementary school. I can't wait to get rid of you for 8 hours. You know, these kids don't eat. There's no love. You know, no good morning. Love you. Have a good day. Get away from me. Go to school. Go bother them teachers for 8 hours or what have you. And these kids carry this, you know, every day.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that we had to apprehend a female student who ran out of class, and she ended up kicking one of our officers in the groin. Come to find out, her dad had been molesting her every day, but we didn't know that. So she had touch issues, especially from males, you know. And you're right. These kids today go through a lot that parents are just not aware of. I can remember a student saying to me, "Officer West, when am I going to get to be a teenager? I'm taking care of my siblings. My mom's in jail. My dad's on drugs. My mom's in jail. They both on drugs." Whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. our kids are going through. So we only have a couple minutes left, Josh. Is there anything else that you might want to say before we close out? First of all, I'm glad you're here.
I know, definitely. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Mr. West. You know, you've been a damn OG from the start. You mean so. I ain't about to take that away. I definitely appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, I'm glad, man. I'm glad you pulled through. I know you. When you look at you have a son, right?
Yeah, I got a 2-year-old boy, man.
When you look at your son, man. You know, and you just thank God every day that you're here. Mm-hmm. When we go through these things, these issues. With all this violence and everything, and I know when you watch the news and you know reflects back on what happened to you, are you having bad dreams? Are you reliving this?
So like, I definitely like, you know, little noises. Like some things tick me off. Like now I'm like more on point than I was on point back then, and back then I was on point. So it was mm-hmm. like I wasn't slipping, but okay. It felt like I slipped too much. I let them get that close. I let them, you know, like just slipping too much. So it was just like, you know, man, keep my head on the swivel. Like mm-hmm. right now, like I'm definitely on point now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, you know, I don't really, like I like to relax, but I ain't get too comfortable.
And I agree, because I picked my wife up at Broad and Tioga, and she works at Temple. And there's been several carjackings right in that area by the hospital.
Yeah.
So if I pull up, my car's running, I keep my foot on the brake, it's on
right.
drive.
Yeah,
it's
just,
in drive.
Just in case, you know. And it's crazy because I tell everybody, you know, a lot of my loved ones, I don't care what y'all doing, do not sit and park cars. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't sit, like, no more park cars because, mm-hmm. you mean, you sit in a parked car, they see the lights on. They don't care if you're a woman,
right.
a man, a grandma, grandpa, they don't even care if it's kids in the back seat. They'll take them and drop them off 5 blocks later. You feel
yeah,
me?
It just so, happened.
Yeah,
it just happened. I'm glad your son wasn't in the car. You know what I mean?
Anything I'm glad. And the crazy thing is, them shots, they hit the back windows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tore her trunk up. You know, they let off like at least 18 shots.
Is that the car she just dropped you off in? Or?
No.
Okay.
But they... Like, they let off 18 shots, so the trunk, you know, it's crazy. The trunk was got bullet holes in it. The window, the back window was shot mm-hmm. out. You know, my son, car seat, is right there. So, you know, I mean, it was 11 o'clock at the time, so thank God he wasn't with us. But, you know, usually he is.
Same things happen for a reason, man. You know, God is a protector, man. And you could have said, let's take him with us. You know, he said, no, mm-hmm. we're going to leave him at home. So what we're going to do right now is we're just going to say to you, Josh, I want to say thank you, first of all, for being with us.
Mm-hmm.
We truly appreciate you taking the time. And I know it's hard to relive something like this, you know, when you think about what could have happened, right. But you also know this is what happened and this is why it happened. Right. You have a son to raise. You mm-hmm. know, as I told you before, you have work to do. God didn't let anything happen to you. Yeah, you got hit. But now it's your opportunity to share with others. Mm-hmm. And I pray, man, that once I start doing my public speaking, that you will be able to, you know, go with me sometimes, man, and I'm going to hit some of these schools and start talking, because they need to realize that when you shoot somebody and you kill somebody, you're not just killing that person. You're killing a whole family. Mm-hmm. You're killing the friends. You're killing the extended family. Mm-hmm. So it's not just that one person.
Yeah, and it's not only affecting one person either. You're affecting a whole lot of people. Like, that's just right. off of one bad decision, you're affecting a whole lot of people. And it, you can be the one with the gun in the hand and something happened to you, and you affect, like, what would happen to your family? Like, how would they feel? And you was on the other side. You feel what I'm saying? So it's right. like, you definitely think before you move.
Well, once again, we want to thank you for joining us on A Heart for the People Christian Ministry. If you're interested, you can reach me at 267-586-1778. Parents of Murdered Children. We have a support group. We go to court with you. We do a lot of things to help you get through. I am a survivor myself. My daughter was murdered in 2016. So I say to you, reach out to us. You have a blessed day. Thank God for another day. Stay safe. Love you.
You don't wanna work, say no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You don't wanna work, say no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Shall prosper.